$4 billion, and just like any other Western puppy, he had spread his billions across multiple accounts all across Europe and a whole bunch of different other countries. And so the Saudi coalition, unfortunately, they start to conduct airstrikes on the sovereign nation of Yemen. Now, in case you don't know what airstrike means, it means you drop this big old bomb on top of people and you kill them. You bombard them to death. This Saudi coalition also had a couple of other baby countries like the UAE, Kuwait, Qatar, Egypt, Sudan, Morocco. And of course, let's not forget the logistic and some other support that the United States of America provided the Saudi coalition. Well, actually, just to refine it a little bit more, the United States said that they are going to be providing logistics, intelligence, and a couple of other things, which means that the United States is going to do all the hard work for you, okay? All you have to do as a regional mini-me is to provide the casualties and take the blame on yourself and these kind of things. That's exactly what they did.
Killing is my business!
Now, even though the United States of America said that we're just going to be providing intelligence and logistics and this kind of, you know, hard work, serious planning, strategizing for the war, they kind of forgot to mention the tens of billions of dollars in weapons that they sold to the Saudi coalition, right? That kind of makes a difference when you sell billions and
billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and
billions of dollars worth of military equipment to a country who then goes and uses those billions of dollars of military equipment to bomb to death innocent civilians. In this case, the Yemenis. We're doing good, right? We're almost done. So now let me tell you what happens when the Almighty God is on your side and you are on the Almighty God's side. What ends up happening is that these poor Yemeni people, I mean, they didn't have any weapons, right? They didn't have like a former military industrial complex and these kind of things. Not like the Saudi military, which was, you know, billion-dollar military. And where did they get their weapons from? The United States and France and Britannia and Germania. And Justin Trudeau, right, from Canada.
Butcher.
These guys sold billions of dollars of weapons which are now being used in Yemen against innocent Yemenis. Oh, and so what happens is that these Yemenis, they didn't have any weapons, but what ends up coming around is that the Yemenis somehow start to turn the tables on the Saudi coalition and their Western imperialist masters. Now, if you've seen some of the videos, right, if you do a little bit of research, they got Telegram channels and WhatsApp channels and probably Facebook channel too. I don't check Facebook. But they had videos where you will see these Yemeni, right, barefooted fighters on the ground, right? They're making this movie, and the screen is on this side, so we'll show it on the screen. Is you got them, then they're making the video while they're going after the Saudi coalition and like Call of Duty type thing, you know? All these guerrilla fighters are like this. They're very Call of Duty, army of two. So they're running around, you know, and then they after they make the video of them attacking the Saudi coalition, they put these green and red markers, right? And it's like, doggy down! Right, and all of a sudden you see a red triangle, and all of a sudden the red triangle disappears, which means that the mercenary bad guy, whoever it was, died. And the green guy is like their own guy, and you just see him sneaking around, right? And so this is what you call barefooted but deadly, which is the title of our show. The Yemeni Resistance, barefooted but incredibly, incredibly deadly. So now, after 7 years, these poor barefooted but deadly Yemenis, right, after they have been bombarded for 7 years, right? And I'll get to exactly what has been done to the nation of Yemen very shortly. But after 7 years of being bombarded to death and starved to death and oppressed to death and tyrannized to death and I mean, just death is the common denominator. They're just dying left and right, these poor Yemeni people, by the Saudi coalition and their Western masters. After 7 years, these brothers, they decide to push back, right? So that's what you kind of see recently on the news clips, right? They're shooting missiles at some, you know, Arab Persian Gulf country, or they're shooting missiles at the, you know, Saudi Arabistan and these kind of places. I mean, what do you expect, right? You bomb to death the people for 7 years, they're gonna push back. I bet you that this guy, Sheikh MBS and Sheikh MBZ BS, they must just be holding their heads going, we messed with the wrong poor people. We take it back, Yemenis. I'm sorry, we shouldn't have done this. We shouldn't have messed with you guys. Clearly, God is on your side. And so the Saudi coalition and their regional minimis and their Western masters, they have gotten owned. They are continuing to get owned, and they're probably going to, in the future, continue to get being owned, right? Because that's what happens. The oppressed masses always win. Okay. Now, all jokes aside, you know, we love keeping it real, we love making jokes, but eventually you gotta talk about some of these things a little bit seriously. All jokes aside, after 8 years of this proxy war being waged by the Saudi coalition and their Western papes and their Western masters, we have ended with a colossal humanitarian disaster. There are 17 million people who are in need of dire humanitarian aid. Excuse me, 17 million people who are under famine. 17 million. Say it again. 17 million people under famine. And 85% of the population, that's another 24 million people, are currently in need of dire humanitarian aid. Why? Because the Saudi coalition and the countries such as Britannia and Germania and Francania and the United States of Americania, who are selling them billions and billions of dollars of weapons, they're using these weapons against these poor, oppressed Yemenis. And so you have 17 million people in famine, and you have 24 million people in need of dire humanitarian aid. This is a huge catastrophe. There is lack of drinking water. There is the fastest growing cholera outbreak in modern history. Cholera, look it up. Cholera, it happens when you have dirty water and you drink it. It's a cholera outbreak. This is a humanitarian disaster. This is a humanitarian crisis. This is a ongoing genocide against the poor, oppressed people of Yemen. It is being supported by the West. It is being done by the Saudi coalition. It is a genocide. The Yemen war must stop. And the world continues to look on. This is a shame for humanity, and it is a stain upon the honor of the world and every single human being alive. Hey, we are just keeping it real. That's good, man. That's it. That's all. That's all that was on the script, brothers. Vice Presidente. I don't get that. Do you get that? Like, you see all these ambassadors, they're like, yeah, hey, what's going on? It's like, man, just like, cameraman, take it easy. It's okay. Nobody knows the material. Nobody knows the mysterious cameraman. Okay, okay. Cut. Turn it off. Turn it off. TK, yeah, turn it off. British Connell, repeat. Kaun sa talk show? Chalo, band karte hain. So after Yemen was a British colony and the British people, it's like Kandahar Nights, just kind of scroll here.